Janelle, are you into rock and roll? Itchino, the Bug Lady. What's your song? Who's your artist, Janelle?
I love rock and roll. I grew up with it. My dad's a guitarist, so.
Wow. Because we were thinking about songs to go to space by, you know, so Space Cowboy, or we've been playing David Bowie and Elton John and Frank Sinatra.
I was just going to say, David Bowie, yep.
Some people call me the Space Cowboy's pretty good, too. That's Steve Miller, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, that's not why I called, though. So you were on with us yesterday. You were answering questions about how to beat mosquitoes this year. They're especially problematic given the temperatures, the humidity, and all of the rain that we've had. You said that the smallest amount of water is enough for mosquitoes to breed, and it's all around our yards and houses these days. And as I also recall, you said the first line of defense needs to be your person, and you liked off deep woods spray, right? You said use that spray, put it on your body, even rub it on your hands and then on your forehead and cheeks, right?
Right. Yep. And if you're doing sunscreen, it's important to do sunscreen first, then bug spray over that.
Sunscreen first, then bug spray over that, because the bugs are reacting to the last layer, I guess, huh?
Exactly.
What about, do you like skin so soft as
I do. Topical? You know, I do. I used to live on a horse ranch, and we would make fly spray out of Skin So Soft and eucalyptus oil and a couple of other ingredients, white vinegar, I believe. There's some great recipes out there. If you Google some things, you can find some really great remedies for that. But as far as what's approved and what's legally official, as far as, you know, warding off the disease-carrying mosquitoes that are out there biting not just at dusk and dawn, but during the day as well. The EPA has regulated, you know, oil of lemon eucalyptus, picaridin, and DEET. So those are the guys that are the heavy hitters.
Those are the ingredients you recommended yesterday, picaridin, eucalyptus, and DEET. Some of our listeners called in or texted in and said they've tried, like, John, I bathed in lemon oil and eucalyptus, and I still got eaten up. I guess none of these are 100% effective, right?
Right. There's always going to be that small percentage of maybe you missed a spot or maybe you didn't apply enough. And that's where you kind of have to come at it from multiple angles. And while we can't control the fact that mosquitoes exist and they're in the environment, we can certainly do things to, you know, reduce the risk. So if you're sitting in the yard and you like entertaining and being in your backyard, it might be a good time to consider a professional service as well.
What about Febreze?
I mean, if you want your house to smell good on the inside, Febreze is a great product.
Maybe I've got the wrong product. What's those little dryer sheets or something that people would like put in their pocket to ward off the bugs? Or does that ring a bell? Am I saying that right? No, huh?
I've not heard of that one. Sorry.
Yeah. And when you said yesterday that if you fog somebody's yard, is that what you do? Do you fog their yard?
It's not a fogging machine. It's a micro mister. So it's microscopic water droplets of a product, and it's encapsulated. So when it hits foliage, it actually lasts over time on the foliage and will continue to work over a period of 30 or more days.
Does it kill, though, the butterflies or the eggs of the good insects? I mean, there's this whole ecosystem, and you're telling me it's only going to get the mosquitoes. A lot of our listeners are worried about the other bugs out there.
And that's a really great concern, because we love pollinators, too. And I think the key with hiring a professional is that they're going to look for, you know, things like that. And especially if a customer has a butterfly garden or a vegetable garden in their yard, we're not going to broadcast spray everything. It's very targeted. We're going to identify breeding zones and treat those specific zones so that it's targeted. It's not a broad spectrum kind of thing when they crop spray. You know what I'm talking about? It's a very, very specific targeted approach.
You know, I was in Hawaii in the 1960s, and the fogging truck would come into our cul-de-sac and do a loop, and it would just be like a pickup truck or a utility truck with a big tank and a fog gun in the back, and it would just blow this smog. You couldn't see across the street, and all the kids would run out and then run into the smog because it was so fun.
Oh, no.
I know. And all of us have...
How did we survive this thing?
Oh, my gosh. You know, and the parents are smoking cigarettes, drinking martinis. It was the 60s. It was okay, but it was like probably not a real good idea for us to be doing that.
Right, and that's why the EPA exists now. And even back in the 80s, yeah. when I was a kid, like, things were so dangerous, but they have really, like, pest control is so different nowadays. I mean, we experience this all the time where we've got some customers that are like, well, if I'm not smelling the chemical, you didn't put anything down. But yeah. it's not like that anymore. It's so different.
What about this? Does bug spray expire if I've got some of it on the shelf from last year? If I've got some off
yeah.
or some check local the, bug spray?
Yeah, check the date on the canister.
Really?
It's just like any other product. Check the date, and that way you'll know if its maximum effectiveness is still in date, and then you're good to go. Always read the label. Label is the law.
Margie, you're on WGN with Janelle. What can we do for you, Margie?
Oh, I just had a suggestion. Several years ago, someone told me that he takes vitamin B12. He only took it in the summer, and it warded off the mosquitoes. I take it year-round because it certainly should not hurt you. I'm on the farm. Mosquitoes don't even come near me.
How about that? What do you think about that?
B12. I've heard of that before, and I love B12. It's a great supplement, not just for that, but for great reasons other than that, too, health benefits.
thanks for the call on that. Yesterday, you said people's body chemistry is different one from another, so some of us tend to get bit more than others as well.
Right. It has to do with blood type and how you exhale and how much CO2 you're putting into the air with every breath you take. So it's really interesting how we're all very different.
What about the time of the day? Are the mosquitoes more likely to come out at certain hours? I think I know the answer to this, but give me your numbers on it.
Yes. Yeah, so dusk and dawn are typically what people know as the height, like the peak mosquito time of the day. And while that's true, there are so many other, there's two other species of mosquito that we see in the Midwest here, and they are very active during the day. And now it's only the females that will bite, and those are the ones that are out and about, but the ones that carry West Nile virus actually bite during the day. So it doesn't matter what time of day. While dusk and dawn are peak moments, it still happens all day long and all night long.
Do you like those little screen pavilions you can put out and you're inside like a tent or an awning?
Well, those are nice. Yeah, those are definitely nice. Any kind of enclosure is going to definitely help keep the bugs reduced, that is for sure.
I like a big outdoor fan, too, both for cooling and to blow them away. I mean, they're so light, I suppose you could just keep them from getting on you, right?
Right. They're very weak flyers, so a fan works great, not just for mosquitoes, but for flies, too. If you're eating outside, the flies will not be able to fly into the strength of the fan. So that's a great idea.
Yeah. And so... I heard what you said about West Nile virus, but still,
right.
just as a matter of convenience, I guess the best time to be outdoors would be, if you're having a lemonade, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., something like that, right?
That's probably the safest bet, yep.
Yeah, okay. Any last tips from you before I let you go?
I would just like to remind everybody that there is a right and a wrong way to apply insect repellent, so... If you're wearing clothes and long sleeves, always apply the insect repellent over the clothes. And like I mentioned before, if you're putting layers of sunscreen and other things on, bug spray should be the last layer. And always look for products with these active ingredients, and you'll be able to protect your body and yourself, because there's a lot of things that we can't control, but...
Yeah.
It's good to do all of the best practices.
You spray your clothes, your shirt, your shorts, your blue jeans, whatever?
Yep, over the top of it, yep.
Good to know. Janelle Iacino is the bug girl from Rose Pest Solutions. It's nice to talk to you again, Janelle. Thanks for your help today.
You too, John. Thanks so much. Have a great day.